And the third item, you know, agenda is opening welcome to the state of the meeting. We are warming welcome to invite to appropriate ideas. Yeah, highly participants will make this committee strong. We are meeting today here during a very difficult period in South Africa, where the issue of or the monster xenophobia seems to be taking place in our country. I want to affirm the Cultural Committee that we really condemn all those barbaric behaviors which are happening in our country. This country is a democratic country which it has its charter, which was adopted in 1955, and that we would like to govern this country in a democratic way, a country which is going to be non-racist. So we are not really happy about what is happening. Yesterday we had a robust debate in plenary, where we are trying to condemn or resolve this matter. But it's only one person who can assist us to do that. The issue of unity is critical, where we need to understand that even if we are political parties, different political parties, once remaining, we are all members, and we need to love each other, and we need to respect each other. So we need to take it from there. I mentioned this during my first main speech, that I am the chairperson of the controlling committee, not of the party. Yes, I belong to a particular party. I'm the chairperson of the portfolio committee, where I have got other members from respective parties, and that needs to be respected because it's part of our democracy. So while dealing with this issue of xenophobia, we need to join hands all of us. If we want to point fingers to each other, we won't resolve this matter. We will not make sure that policies which we are having in our constitution are properly implemented. For example, we cited an example that we need this committee to meet with Home Affairs to deal with certain issues. It was in relation with issues of small business. But you can't have an effective country or you can't grow economically in a country where there is no stability. So the one who has made things happen. So today's meeting is just an induction. Since we are new members, it's only one member who's going. He's not a new member, but he, in terms of the constitution, is a new member in the sixth parliament in this committee, but is the one who has experience in this portfolio committee. So we have agreed in MENCO that our support staff must come and orientate us on certain things so that we have more knowledge about this sector in order to be able to do oversight to the department, because the role of the portfolio committee is to guide the department, is to let them account before us. So if you don't have enough knowledge, you won't be able to do oversight properly. So we've agreed that our content advisor will take us through on certain things. For example, we are not happy about the way other entities are behaving in terms of support to our SMEs as well as our entrepreneurs. So you are all welcome, Honorable Viewers. We'll zoom to item 2. If everyone wants to comment on my briefing, you will have, but this is not a plenary, it's not debate. I was just highlighting that what's happening outside is a concern. We can't just keep quiet and we can't just for the submitted exhibition. So item two is apology. I will invite my, our secretary to render some apologies if ever we do have a. I saw your hand up.
Thank you, Chair. You did not give us a proper guideline. You said if someone wants to comment on your welcoming, but it did not state whether now, later, when. So I just need a clarity there on that point. Thank you.
In the democratic country, I can allow the House to suggest it. I can't just dictate. I was saying this is a sensitive era, and this matter is sensitive. And you are here as public representing the society. So if ever you feel you want to comment on my remarks, you may put the what you call the ball on the table so that it be a collective approach, and the chair will have now to make a ruling whether we take 5 minutes or 10 minutes on that matter. So I'm saying I can't do it because not all of us have an opportunity to can debate in plenary, but at the same time I'm saying this is not plenary, but I feel as a leader and as a committee who is dealing with a very sensitive department, is our role maybe to reflect on certain things. So it should come from me, not from me.
I propose 5 minutes, Chair.
5 minutes has been proposed, agreed, that we deliberate on the or on my remarks. I will invite them. Yeah, the first one.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I want to appreciate your welcome tonight as it speaks to the current unfortunate occurrences in the country. Now, I think the issue that we face as a country is that we do not have permanent solutions to this issue. Because I think the first time this kind of situation happened was 2008. Now, instead of providing a permanent solution, you have a situation whereby you just put plaster on a wound. Now, we cannot ignore the fact that the reason why many South Africans are breaking the law by attacking businesses owned by foreign nationals. It is the issue of economic dominance in their own country or in their own space. Now, I think when I was reading the legacy report, there was a point which covered this issue that maybe the small business and this portfolio committee needs to somewhat move faster in terms of creating legislation, which we've seen in some provinces, there's one or two provinces that have created legislation on the issue, but it's not done all over the country, and it's not a well-known legislation which South Africans, as well as other people coming from other countries, are knowledgeable about. So my proposal is that if we could make this a priority, because it will not assist the country if maybe South Africans are negotiated now to stop, and then 2 months later, again, they do it again because the problem has not been fixed. From my view, the issue is the issue of legislation, because you find many African countries are very specific to say you cannot operate or trade as a foreign national in the informal sector of those particular countries. Ghana, Tanzania, Nigeria, but you find that the very same citizens of those countries trade freely here in the country. So hence you find that there is that discord between South Africans as well as what you call foreign nationals. So what I would like to propose, we make this at the top of our priority. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Is there anyone who wants to speak on this matter? No, you said a mouthful. Do we all agree? Thank you. You want to speak? Go ahead.
Yes, I obviously have a different view to the comrade, and I don't think that the matter is urgent. However, it's possibly important to start the debate because, for example, if there is suddenly a ban on African brothers taking up certain businesses in the country,
it
must be a medium thing and not an immediate thing, because it will cause so much harm to our reputation as South Africans that I think it's sufficient to have it on the agenda, and I don't think it's a priority.
Thank you, Ben. I agree with both my colleagues, although if I want to trade in any, for instance, in the OECD countries, I need to have a certain permit and all that. So I think what my colleague here on my left tried to suggest is that we get legislation in place. Not to say we're going to change everybody away. I didn't hear him saying that. I heard him saying we need to get legislation in place and procedures in place how to deal with foreign trade. And I think it's a good idea. Thank you, Chief.
Because I'm used to problem in Komala. So bear with me. Honorable Kruger.
You're thinking about the Kruger machine.
I will never forget. I'm too close to Kruger.
Kruger machine.
Any other member? No one. what I can say, honorable members, is that I think the minister has embarked on this matter, and as the portfolio committee, we need to follow suit. But I agree with you in a humility way, in a strategic and professional way. We can't say we know that we know our past. Our neighboring countries have assisted us a lot, but that doesn't mean that we need to compromise our country at the same time. But we need to deal with this matter in a professional, dignified way on how best can we resolve those issues. So it will be subject to me before for debate, but I have noted what you have said. Thank you. Can you move to item 2? This is apology.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, members and colleagues. Chairperson, I only received one apology from Honorable Dominant for then that she's for the development. So she's a true. So that's a apology, Chairperson. So on our side, the administration can just apologize for changing the venues, but I do not see any problem with any members, because I see who the information that we ended up getting the contract trainer and we requested that we can sit here this way.
Thank you. That was the only apology, and we really appreciate that changing our venue is of our advantage. Since last time, we remarked that venue does not have recording, blah, blah, blah. So I think you did your best. I believe the apology is accepted by honorable members for changing of the venue. This is also a good cause. And then the next item is the adoption of the agenda. The agenda is as follows: consideration and adoption of the committee minutes of 10 July and 21st August. Then the next item is undertaking of the bureaucratic risk by the present advisor. And then the last item will be patient deliberation and the way forward. So can I have
Chair, I don't want to move. I just want to add, I don't know if it's right place, but we also need to start discussing the elbowing or bullying of small businesses by big businesses. So I don't know what are the priorities of this committee, and I can understand that red tape is most probably the biggest priority at the moment. But we need to discuss the elbowing or bullying, I call it bullying, of big businesses to small businesses, because it's a huge problem out there, and small businesses are suffering even more at the hand of big business than they get worried by red tape. So as I say, I don't understand the priorities, and the priorities is most probably your prerogative, but I want to request that we just put this on the agenda as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you,
Notet.
Not for today. I think we should be one of our targets, because as the committee which is doing oversight, we are doing oversight to the department to assist our people on the ground. So if this is one of the documents, it should be assigned, not at the report. The mover, the honorable Koga moves, then the seconder, honorable Koga, the seconder, thank you, the agenda has been duly adopted. So then we'll move now to the main item, which is of consideration of minutes. I think our minutes start from 10:01. We'll first check corrections, honorable member. And then do that, page 1, page 2, page 3, I'm waiting for a moment for those who are for the adoption of the honorable. I will get you to your name, but when I say honorable, that means
I'm happy to move to the continue that.
Thank you. Anything for that? Thank you. Second, let's go to the next slide. Again, let's start with page 1. Thank you. when I say correction, that check everything, but as a people, just need that we have quality and authentic documents. Then there's tools, there's nothing. There's three.
What is the process forward of noting this resolution and then revisit it? Because you know, in 3 years time we never going to remember what was the resolution, and then we need to always refer back to minute so and so. Are we going to, and I'm just asking the procedure, are we going to have a list of procedures and then on each meeting sort of a tick box and say, all right, resolution 7.1 of this minute is done, or so, just to make sure that the department will follow up our resolutions, because it can disappear. So I'm just asking a question.
I think that's a good question.
Thank you, Chair. Remember, because I connect with the intention that there must be follow-up. So these 3 points, I think what we could do is we can ask the officials to give us regular feedback and progress on all of our resolutions. I think maybe after we adopt this, then we look at matters arising, we need to give the officials a quick sense of update or from the department to say it's work in progress, tasks have been completed, or no progress, so that we as members can get a sense of the resolutions that we've made are being followed up.
The fifth element, what we did, we developed what we termed a checking tool. A checking tool is for what a repository where all the resolutions and recommendations that were made by during the portfolio committee meetings, during the oversight meetings, study for meetings, or any other meetings that pertains to the portfolio committee were then deposited. We will then put the timeline in those resolutions and recommendations. Then it will be the responsibility of the staff to make sure that from time to time we do follow up and give feedback. We would use colors, for instance, to flag them as red if it has not been achieved. We flag them as amber if maybe some work has already been started. We flag them as green, or we remove some of the checking tools once this is achieved. So I propose perhaps that we use the same tool, unless it may be honorable members have a different view than
that.
I want to second that proposal.
Proposal secondment. I will call it amendment, because that's the only one we may be able to see progress as we do the oversight thing. Thank you. So, if I call the I'll accept the amendment.
Sorry, Chief, just before we move, there is one spelling correction to be made on page 7 of that report. The first bullet point, starting with the strategic plan covering NTSF 2019, the last word there, the word portfolio was missing the first O. So that's a correction just needs to be made in the final minutes.
the 9 small opposition parties representing on this portfolio committee, because not all of us can have a representative. And that's why I can report back to them now that I have been warmly welcomed by the members, well, most of the members of this portfolio committee.
Thank you so much. I think we have got no knowledge that he's representing NYSPA. And I hope you will represent them well.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, maybe before one can start, I was saying earlier on that the purpose of this exercise is really for the members. It's to assist the members to try and zoom in to the issues, real issues, in our view, that affect small enterprises. The proposal, Chairperson, was we will follow a thematic approach. By thematic approach, we'll, for instance, look at the issue of the red tape. We look at the issue of the financial inclusion or access to finance for small enterprises. The focus has largely been on CIFA. Yet, the truth is there is a lot of money lying around. Unless we go through the issue of financial inclusion with the fine form, we'll end up missing some of the issues. The third one, Chairperson, is the issue of access to markets. Again, the focus has largely been on public procurement today, at the neglect, for instance, of the private procurement, which is one of the issues that, in my view, I think the portfolio committee should pay attention to. There are also the issues of policy acts, the triple PFA. There is a lot of consternation around the triple PFA. There has been a public procurement bid that has been on the line since 2016. These are some of the issues under access to markets that we need to discuss. The issue of access to affordable premises and infrastructure for small enterprises is one of the critical issues that the portfolio committee may want to delve into. And the last one, the issue of training, development, skilling, reskilling is also one of the thematic approach that the portfolio committee will have to follow, in terms of going forward. Then there are issues, sectoral issues that the portfolio committee may want to delve into, like your agriculture and agriculture. Where, for instance, I propose chairperson that we will invite, for instance, experts in the field to come, for instance, and brief the committee, because we are all learning. The issue of construction, building infrastructure is one of the big issues. During the State of the Nation address, the President announced a lot of money, I think it's about 100 billion rand that will be allocated to the Department of Infrastructure and Public Works. And, in terms of jobs, it's one of the areas in terms of youth and women's employment which can actually provide a number of employment opportunities, provided we break the barriers, because there are a lot of barriers that we need to break them. The wholesale and retail sector, including as well as shops, it's one other issue that is also on the agenda, which there are a lot of barriers there as well, which the portfolio committee needs to go through with the fine form in order to identify glitches for our small enterprises and smaller shops. Chairperson, what we did not do the presentation. We just developed it's sort of a 10 to 13 page document. It was circulated to the members. I'm not sure if going forward, perhaps let me ask you, Chairperson, if members would rather prefer we do a presentation with a nice PowerPoint, or they are fine with the approach that we are taking, where we sort of developed a discussion or a base a document for discussion by members going forward. Let me get that clarity chair before I move forward.